You didn't know that you have a prophet in your midst. The truth is, this week's parasha, Rashi says, what's a Navi? A preacher. Rashi. The Russian nivs for saim, I bring the laws, a predicant, preacher. So that Emerson Navi preaches, or the Ebershtazak, and the Lachibah, a preacher. But a Navi is a, he's a preacher, and this can not be a... predictor. Rational is a predictor, a preacher, a predicant. Predicant is a preacher, not another. Preacher. When you ask Yisrael Gazinski, what's the mindset? He said it's about a woman from Los Angeles with a dollar. So that's how he met. So I can tell my myself. When I was in Al Teda, I was in Shia Gimel Al Teda. It was Shia Gimel Al Teda. It's another continent out on Eastern Parkway. It's across the ocean. I received my chinuch in Al Teda. So anyway, when I was in Shia Gimel, it was in Tavshin Nun Aleph. Shia Gimel, then it was under Rabbi Yelutsky, and Rabbi Shalom Charitonov was the Mashpia. So I have a big class. I had a big class, 60 chevra. No, since in 60 chevra in Zal, it's a big class. One Shia Gimel, around 60 chevra, 65 chevra, somewhere there. We know that since the Tzimtzum edition, there have been a lot of nisyonos in the world, especially since Chetei Tzadas, especially since Chetei Eagle, especially after Churban Bayis Rishon, especially after Churban Bayis Sheni, v'chuli v'chuli. There's been a lot of nisyonos in the world. Once one of the bachim didn't come for chassidus in the morning, so the menorah, the Frank Bekarsi, called him up. It was a chassidus guy, grada. He said, what's your excuse? Why didn't you come for chassidus? He said, he shrugged his shoulders. He made like this. He said, what's your excuse? Finally, Gittir Azad, Tzimtzum Arishin. What do you want from me? He said, you're not Tzimtzum, right? Tzimtzum Arishin. Why does the Bacha not come to chassidus? Because Tzimtzum Arishin. And he's right. And he thought he didn't get a knas. It's not my fault. No.
It worked with him.
It worked with that Bacha because that Bacha knew what Tzimtzum Arishin is. And that Bacha Mustama during the night learned about Tzimtzum Arishin. He said, you know what Tzimtzum Arishin is, yeah? Before the world was created, the only reality that existed was godliness, Eir Ein Sof. What the Eibishter did was, he obscured, he concealed the Ein Sof, and he created an empty space where it looks like there's no Elokus, and that's where we exist. So it may look, it comes 7:30 in the morning, if there would be no Tzimtzum Arishin, you would be by Chassidus. That's reality. That's the only interest for the Tzimtzum Arishin. So the bed is more interesting. And even when you come here, the bed is more interesting. V'chuli v'chuli. So there was one bachim. So among my class, there were a lot of people. Bachim had a lot of nesiyonos in different inyanim. And different people ended up in different places. Now, b'denech klal, there's a mindset with one of the Rosh Hashivas that there was a bachim who was in yeshiva. It was God that Rosh Hashiva that was a little makuriv to chassidus. The Rebbe writes to Zevin, Rav Zevin, that he heard a shmua that he learned chassidus b'soif yamav. His name was Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. And he saw the letter, and he was the mechaber of a sefer called Evan Ha'azel on Rambam. We have it here. He was a big gaon. He was a yeshiva in Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe writes to Rav Zevin that he heard a shmua that b'soif yamav, he started to learn Kabbalah. Chassidus p'nimi sater, he wants to know if it's true. So he had a Talmud in Slutsk, which was a Litvish yeshiva, was a Rab von Derech. He became totally secular. He had a lot of philosophical questions on Yiddishkeit. He came back to the Bisser Zalman when he was already older. He was a married man, but he was not up from Baruch. He wasn't a frum yid. And he says to the Shashiva, maybe now you could sof give me answers on my questions. When I was a bach, he didn't have any answers. He had all the good questions, you know. There's so many questions in the world. Why do people suffer? And why are there things like Yisurim and the Holocaust? And all these big questions, Yidiyah and Pchidah and Ashgachah and Pchidah and Almanus and Yisurim. And Achmanu Otzlanz lach ha-shevele velt ha-fix to the Golos. And they say, say no way to Inu. So he had all these kashas. He says, Rebbe, maybe now you can give me an answer to your kashas. So the Bisser Zalman told him, he says, I can't. Why? He says, if you have a question, I can give you an answer. But you have an answer, so I can't give you an answer. So what's pshat? He says, you don't have a kasha, you have an answer. You have a lot of taivas. But you're in need. He said, Mela, you feel guilty from all these taivas. So you need an answer to justify your taivas. So you came up with all of your kashas to find in your taivas. On a teretz, I can't give you a teretz. If you don't have a kasha, I would give you a kasha. So I have a lot of chavedim that had a lot of kashas that were really tzidutzim. Either they had taivas, or they had psychological inyanim that they had to deal with. So they blamed it on Yiddishkeit, on the Eibishter. It had to do with other inyanim pashas. Not everything is religion's fault. If you have insecurity, it's not the Eibishter's fault, it's not tefillin. You're insecure, you need help. V'chuli v'chuli, v'dal. V'dal means v'dai l'meivim. It's enough for the guy who understands. There was one bacher who had a lot of kashas, but he meant the kashas with an emes. He was a confused person. And on the table, the pressure was on very, very high. And there was a pretty big lack of individualism. It was such a big zal that everybody got swallowed up. And it was just like you had to fit into a certain type of group to be accepted. It was very hard for him, and he hated the system, so really he hated the system of the yeshivas, he hated the system of Chabad, so he hated Karaites, and he hated whatever, he hated chassidus, and he had real questions. It wasn't he was unhealthy, he was a healthy person, but he was talking confused. He's an emissa person, he's a deep person, he's a talented person, and he had certain chushim, and he couldn't find himself there. You understand the Indian? So he decided he wants to go to college. He wants to leave yeshiva and go to college. And not stomach psychology, you know. He wanted to go to a real university and just remain modern, you know, Orthodox, Maribu Vedic. But this, he made his decision. He made his decision already. This was Tevis. Oh, we've got a Tevis time. At the beginning of Tevis, I think, or beginning of Shvat, this time of the year. My uncle Battle might not relate to what I say now. He will, but my uncle Battle was born during the Holocaust. He said, you were born during the Holocaust, during the war years. So you were a Yitzhak HaShemir Aleph by the Fabrengu. You could have been. Anyway, my uncle the Battle started to dorm in Temchut Tmimim at the age of 7. You guys start dorming in Temchut Tmimim. You're not even dorming yet. You're still eating your mother's kugel, Rachman al Islam. Which is one of the biggest menis we kuvim to chassidus. One of the biggest problems here is that everybody goes home at night. There's nothing, I don't know how to fix it, because you all live here. It's like lying Lebanon, and your home should be gesund. But it's a big, big menis vehicle for the life of chassidus. Because you go home, you have to deal with your sister, with your brother, fighting over computers, mustama. Chabez, what happens in a house? Not because the house is chas for shalom bad. It's a base chabad. It's a holy place. But a bacher is supposed to be drowned in chassidus, in teila, in alakus. Anyway, as I even see, but here is a yid who, from the age of 7, is in the dormitory of Temchut Tmimim, and you could see it on him. You could see it on him. Right? You could see.
out, comes out.
And it was our period of the feed the Kerba, it wasn't stam. My mother once went to visit him. My mother is a girl, she wasn't a boy, she was a girl. And you know, girls are sensitive to, she comes into the room, he has fever, he has a virus, nobody made the laundry, the clothes is dirty, the room smells, there's no sewer system. He didn't have a rendler with a rask in there, and it was a chmanal tzlana situation, and she couldn't take it. Well, the pile mamish, that's it. In the year Tovshinyud Aleph, the Rebbe once came out from his room where he came into 770, and he was standing in the Zal, a little boy. Tovshinyud even, and my uncle was a little boy, and the Rebbe came in, and the Rebbe saw him, and the Rebbe went like this. I stand corrected. That's right. He said, was macht the tate? Was macht the tate? So the main that's just one of the kud I'm trying to bring up. I grew up in a generation where the Rebbe would never come out of the Zal and put his hand on a bacha and say, was macht the tate? Nor would he do it to the tate. Huh? Maybe, I mean, not...
Not the hand, but the relationship. All the
years. I heard this story from, I think it was from the men, filling it. And there was a rain, and there was, the Rebbe was walking, the 770, and there was a little girl with an umbrella, a polka dot, and she held it up for the Rebbe. The Rebbe sort of bent down to look the 770.
So in my years, also there was already no yechidus, and there was dollars. Dollars, bachim was very fast. They just got a dollar and they went right to them. It was very, nobody would talk to us. And also answers, not everybody got an answer, and even though the answers were much shorter, and for real long letters with shaylos and maases, the Rebbe would very seldom answer like long answers like in the earlier years. And the yeshiva used to do debates. Some bachim tainer that the Rebbe doesn't know them. So they used to say. They go by for dollars. The Rebbe doesn't know them. Others said the Rebbe knows them. The Rebbe knows them. They said, how does the Rebbe know them? Whenever on yechidus, whenever spoke to the Rebbe, he doesn't know them. Others said the Rebbe knows them. The others say the Rebbe is a Rebbe. They would say, I understand if the Rebbe would want to use his Ruach HaKodesh, he could find out who they are. But maybe he's not interested. If he want, they didn't say he can't. They're not going to say he can't. But if he, who says he wants to know who I am? Or what does he care who I am? I was once talking to a younger man about this. A chassidish younger man. He tells me, shtal zechfar. A guy writes to the Rebbe, and he asks to the Rebbe, he tells the Rebbe, I want to marry this girl, should I marry her or shouldn't I marry her? Then he tells the Rebbe, I want to know if I should move to this place to take this type of job or take this other type of job. Okay. Say, you know a guy's name in 770, you just know who he is, and you spoke to him in your life for 10 minutes. Did you have the chutzpah of telling him who you should marry? If I spoke to you in yeshiva for 10 minutes, that's it, my whole life, I know who you are, but I never even spoke to you, I spoke to you for 5 minutes. And then you come to me and say, you know, I need big advice in my life. Should I go here? Should I go there? Should I do this or that? I don't want to think about you. So where's the menschlichkeit, the unmenschlichkeit, that the Rebbe, the thousands of people should write exactly what they should do with their life without knowing them? You don't have to be, you don't have to be a yid not to do it. You have to be not a mensch to do it. It's just illegal also. Imagine a therapist. You come into a therapist, Lahavdu, yeah? You sit down 5 minutes, and he tells you, quit your job, move here, marry this person, don't marry this person. It's a whole menschlich. And people, and this is true till all the years. All the years. Tafshin mem, tafshin mem. together with Pusha, tell them, go here, marry this. So you see, Pusha means a menschlichkeit, that he knows you. Pusha knows you. You maybe ask how, and how could you retain so much? But those of you who are experts on computers know that if a computer could contain that 600 megabytes is garnished, right? A computer is much more. And this is a computer. What's a computer, Sachar? This is not my own marshal. It's a marshal that the Rebbe gave in Tovshin Mem Zayin. He gave this marshal about himself, about a Rebbe. That Madach, a computer, a Beimim. He's speaking about, he wrote an answer when he gets Askeda Watsiyan. He writes Askeda Watsiyan. Askeda Watsiyan. Without reading it even. He said in a Sicha, he can't read all the duchas that the Shluchim send him. He can't read all the reports. But he's going to put it at the aisle. And even before he puts it down, before he reads it, they have the brach. So he wrote an addition to the Sicha. He said, a lot of people don't understand. Well, he didn't read it, so this was haste. So he says, you could bring a kavuchim from a computer, lahavdul beinarech. You put it into a computer, you put a disk into a computer, the computer has the whole thing. And then it's lahavdul beinarech. But I'm saying, even a computer works like that. How it happened, knows is an andashayla. But this was a debate going on in yeshiva. And since the Eibushter always gives Pechira, so the Rebbe always gives two sides. You should see, think like this and think like this. So I told this Bacher, before you go to college, I knew a mate with an MS. And I knew that Al Teira Hitaka has no hope. He has no hope, there's nothing to be done. It was too much of a trendy type of yeshiva. He was learning, but it was too hard. He had to have personal expression. There's different types of people. Not everybody's made for everything, you know? It says in Akdam of Tanya.
He couldn't cope with it.
Doesn't mean he's not. The mistake that a lot of us make is if he doesn't fit into the mold that the yeshiva puts for him, he's not good. You have to know, even if a nasi is that yachal lalich neged yuchish l'kal echer lech, there's 600,000 types of neshamas, and everybody's a different world. And that's really what a mechanech is, it's really what a mashpi is, and that's a little bit of that. I said, go for a dollar. He said, why should I go for a dollar? Stam, get a dollar from the Rebbe. I already got dollars. Go for a dollar. You're going away, go. Fine. So he went. He was sitting, we weren't by dollars, we were in yeshiva. It was 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, we were sitting in his own. He goes for a dollar. I was very friendly with him. Comes back to Zal. It was like 12:30, it was the middle of the first Seder Nigla. So I was sitting with somebody who was standing in the aisle, I think. And he says, a weird thing happened. So what's the weird thing? I went by for a dollar, and I was thinking, you know, let me say goodbye to Chabad. And his father's a bar tshuva, so he didn't have to depart from 10 generations, 7 generations. The stick is going back. It gets it back to the Zayde. What's the big deal? He's skipping a generation. He says, the Rebbe gave him a dollar. He gave a look at him, and he walked away. The Rebbe called him back. I say, from nothing. He heard this from the Bacher an hour later. Gives him another dollar. Upgeben and Svas. Give this in Svas. The university wasn't in Sfas. The university was in California he was going to. In San Francisco or San Diego, one of those places.
Wow.
I've got one in Sfas. One second, it's not on. So I heard the Maisa. But he didn't know. He tells me, Mr. Tamid, that before I was somebody else. And if you tell me, he said, I'm going to Swiss. He asked one of the people around the Rebbe. One of the people who knew the Rebbe for many years. He asked him. He said, the Rebbe said, I'm not going close to Swiss. So I said, what did he say? He told me, not big deal. Find somebody that's going to Israel. Give him the dollar. And tell him if he's going to Jesus, find out if it's 70, there's always people go to Tzvas, Yerushalayim. give him the dollar, keep the dollar, give him another dollar. Say, make sure he gives it in a Pushkin Tzfas. Well, what's the big deal? The one in the yeshivas in Tzfas. What's the big deal? She says, why did Rebbe tell it to me? He said, Pleitasapa means, your mouth sometimes says one word instead of another word. Pleitasapa. But, you wouldn't be. So I tell him, listen, if you want to listen to my advice, I can't force you. Take the next flight to Tzfas. Don't wait for Shabbos. He says, what? I said, take the next flight, go book a ticket. And if you can't tonight, go tomorrow night. If you can't tomorrow night, go Tuesday. Just go to Tzfas. I told him that. Other guys said different, but I pushed him. I didn't know. I didn't have to rely on myself. I thought I'm a sugar. What am I? He's going to have tinnitus to me. But it wasn't my problem. The Rebbe told him, I'm getting in Tzfas. It's not my problem. It's the Rebbe's problem. And I also knew the Bacha. And I knew what happened. I already knew what happened. I guessed what happened. I knew the Rebbe saw the Bacha. The Rebbe saw that he doesn't have to look to me as cautious. The Rebbe saw his neshama. He had a painful neshama he didn't have. And the Rebbe was helping him. That Thursday night, he took a flight to Israel, to Israel, and he landed up in the airport, and he took it up in the Shirut or whatever, the Tzfas. I didn't hear from him, which was a good sign. He shows up 8 months later, he's another person. Another person again. So what happened? He landed in Tzfas. Fine. He found where to stay up in Shabbos. Where do you stay in Tzfas? You don't know where to stay. So if you're a Breslover, you go to the Breslover. If you're a Lubavitcher, you go to the yeshiva. I mean, you guys know the yeshiva in Tzfas. It's a different type of yeshiva. It comes to Chandar. He lands in yeshiva. He doesn't have what to do. He doesn't know. He gives the dollar for tzedakah. In yeshiva, he doesn't have what to do. So he stays in yeshiva. Somehow, the yeshiva spoke to him. He pushed it like there a week. He said, I'll go to college in 2 weeks. What's the big deal? But Rebbe didn't tell him not to go to college. He asked me, does it mean I don't know? I said, no, you go to Tzfas. Wherever you have to go, you'll go. But he said, go in 2 weeks, I'll go to college. He stayed there, but he pushed it like this. If you love a place, why are you going somewhere? Pushed it, loved it. He stayed another week. And he pushed it, fitted in there beautifully. And he became a refined human being, a real Yehuda Chassidish guy. And he went on Shluchas now. That's the end of the Maaseh. He was on Shluchas in Bogota, Colombia. And then where did he go on Shluchas? He went on Shluchas to San Francisco. that's just a plot in the story. S. Francisco, which is the Indian of, he's like, no, Francisco. Frisco. Okay. The Indian of Mimei Uvei Avu L'Shadeh Bein Arga. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Vadi said in Nevu about the Churban of Edom, because Mimei Uvei Avu L'Shadeh Bein Arga. What did I learn from the story? I learned from the story like this. If you have to do tzim, if you have tivus, the Eibishter doesn't take away the Kerech HaPachidah from anybody. Very few people get rid of the Kerech HaPachidah. Everybody has Pachidah till the last breath of their life. The Kotzke Rebbe once told Ayid, you know what he said? He said, you're sitting on your deathbed, okay? On your deathbed, your whole family is around you, you're 86 years old, you lived a fulfilled life, a religious Jew, everybody loves you, they're spading by the Levi, is going to be unbelievable. Okay? You're like a real guy dying, you know? It's like...
Don't
the third person, he, whatever. I'm just giving you an example as I'm a chubba de kiyid. So the Kotzke Rebbe tells him, he says, when the moment before you die, the Yitzhahara comes into you also. Don't even get rid of the Yitzhahara. You know what the Yitzhahara tells you then? The Yitzhahara says, Nebisal. Sorry, the Chayim. He actually said the Bissal, the Kotzke, because he meant the Yid. But anyway, we'll say the Chayim, should be a Nikos HaChatzayim. He said the Bissal, whatever. The Yid, the Chayim, the Yitzhahara says the Chayim. Do tshuva now. This is a shtav of Yashem Yid. Do tshuva so you should be able to die like a nice Jew. you should be able to die feeling, I also did tshuva on all my sins. So that's what Chatz Gadol was saying, the feeling to do tshuva then could come from the Yetzer Hara. Why? Because there's tshuva and there's, I also did tshuva. It's ego. So the point is that even the last moment you have Kayach HaBchila. There's a sipur by Chassidim that everyone said it over. I saw it from Chassidim, I think it's hasn't been a sikha, I'm not sure. But the Baal Shem Tov, before he passed away, mamash before, they heard him speak things. And the last thing they heard him say is, Al tevei eini yagol bav. You think about what it means. The Baal Shem Tov. You're not dealing stam, but you're the Baal Shem Tov. The greatest tzaddikim that ever lived, Baal Shem Tov. Started the whole union of Eirish and Mashiach Siddhas. Before he passes away, so it's not the Baal Shem Tov when he's young, the Baal Shem Tov himself every day became higher and higher. The last moment of his life, what does the Baal Shem Tov ask? Al tevayeni lego gaiva, I shouldn't have an union of gaiva. Everybody understands gaiva by the Baal Shem Tov, you're dealing with a whole different type of. I'm just showing you what this means, a person works on himself, a person never takes for granted that you become perfect. Every day there's another melchama. That's the whole union of a person. Even a tzaddik, Allah has come to become another tzaddik. So Melekech HaPchir is always there. And there's always two paths. And there's always the easier path and the shallower path versus the more difficult path and the deeper path. And here is the problem. The Nekuda of Ruchnius, Chassidus, and Yiddishkeit is depth. What is depth? It's deep. But it also has a chesaron, it's not on the surface. And the whole union of Torah is to train a person to look beneath the surface and not to fall prey to what is so tempting on the surface and to go deeper. And I think until we acknowledge this, we will always have a problem with Yiddishkeit. Never think that superficially Yiddishkeit will pay off. If that would be the case, you wouldn't need Yiddishkeit, you wouldn't need Torah, you wouldn't need chesedus. Because the world itself would say it. The whole revolution of Torah is that superficially it will not pay off. Superficially you have to break your Torah. But when you go deeper, you're living with your own depth and you're living with the depth of the world. But not with your superficial self. With your superficial self, you're finished not living. You have to fight with it and you have to reject it. So if you have kash, tirutzim you have. If you have kashas, that means if you have a struggle, if you're real, if you're a real person, you're not asking kashas to justify your tivus and your psychological problems. For that, you need help. There's nothing wrong with getting help. I need help, me, and other people, thank you.